Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm Russ Johnson. And I tell you, we're about to approach a new year, new time. And to make things happen, this is November 29th, 2020. What can I say? This is New Year right around the corner.
I wonder what it would be like to work from home. With advances in technology, more and more people are looking for home-based jobs that could easily give them the flexibility of setting their own hours and perhaps find a better work-life balance.
It enables you to run your own business, be your own boss, but with the backing of another company that's there because you're selling their products or their services.
Wouldn't it be nice if your commute consisted of stepping to the kitchen for a cup of coffee, then into your home office? Well, thanks to the internet, plenty of people do it daily.
Best commute in town. Very short. Takes me about 30 seconds. We get to choose our own hours. It allows me to have the flexibility to do things with my wife and my daughter.
So there are real work-at-home jobs out there.
There is opportunities to work at home. You just need to find out what type of an opportunity you're best suited for and research it and pursue it.
For Money Talks, I'm Stacy Johnson.
And this is Russ Johnson here on Blog Talk Radio. Let me check the volume here. I have a couple of people who are tuning in. 9514, last four numbers. Can you hear me? Hello? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hello? If you're on 9522, can you hear me? People are not answering, but that's okay. So let me cut these off. Anyway, on and on and on.
The full power of a plant, flower, or fruit all in that tiny kernel. But you can't digest seeds whole. Sorry, man. They go right through you. Unless you take these seed-based supplements from Rain International. They've been proven to slow aging, reduce inflammation, and limit oxidative damage in the body. Through a cold press process and grade A manufacturing, Rain International makes seed nutrition fully digestible and absolutely no work for you at all. It's raw, all natural, powerful nutrition. Go ahead, drink to your health.
Rain International is what's happening, and the product form is what's happening. Let me do a voice check, if you will. Hello. Listen, I see a number, 317-366-9514. Do you hear me? Can you hear me? Anybody? 804, can you hear me? 9522, can you hear me? I'm trying to get a voice check. Hello? All right, somebody just came on. Let me get another of these people. Okay,
yes.
You just
you
checked in.
Me?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. What's your 9522?
This is Ray Henry from Richmond. 9522.
Okay,
Richmond.
What is your name? Richmond.
Henry.
Okay. What is your name? I'm sorry. I apologize.
Young Henry.
Hello. Oh, Young Henry. Hi. You can hear me okay. How are things going for you, Young Henry?
I'm doing a little yard work this morning. Getting some exercise. I feel great.
Okay. You sound a little muffled. You're outside, huh?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, thank you very much for giving me a voice check. 6756703. Where are you calling from? 703, that's Virginia? What is that?
Yeah, I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. That is a Virginia number because I used to live in Virginia, but now I'm in Georgia. This is Mahasan.
Oh, Mahasan, how are you doing? Loud and clear? Tell us, bring us up to speed. Just a few of us online today. Bring us up to speed. How are things going for you?
I was just going to say, I'm becoming more. I made more money this month from Rain than I have.
Oh, is
in
that right?
Okay,
what has been the difference?
Well, I've signed up one distributor this month.
Okay.
Main partner, and I've been knowing her for a couple of years. She's been buying the products. Her children love it. So she became a distributor, and then somebody in my family couple of people in my family started interest in probiotics, so I shared the Pure with them. I've been sharing with them for years, but they just all of a sudden just came up this now and saying, well, what is that? Like they didn't know. So I explained it to them, and now they're getting it on automatic shipment.
Right. You know, it does take time to build this business, right?
Definitely.
So because you've been in about 5 years now?
Yeah, let's see. 16, at least 5 years.
At least 5 years, yeah, yeah. So the person you signed up, tell us about that. Explain to me, how did you do that, the person you signed up?
I have been talking to her about the product. I met her in New York. She lives in Canada now, Ontario, though. And it's more money. She has to pay more money for the product, but she's paying it. But her father transitioned with cancer, and it was very quickly. So she said she's going to – while he was sick, I told her to get the soul for him, but he transitioned before she could get it. So when she got it, she started using it herself, giving it to her children, and she wished she would have been listening to me a long time ago so then her father could have been taking it. But she's happy now. She gives it to her mother, and she's found other people who are interested in her church.
Oh,
so
good.
She says, man, I better go ahead and get involved in with this. So she signed up. She's from Guyana and very health conscious for years. She has her own business, crocheting hats and shoes. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to use this now as a side business. She said people listening to her because they know she's a vegetarian. She's been that way for years. So she's going to get into business. So I've been letting her know about some things going on with Byron's. What are we going to do about having this big new thing that's coming up on December 13th and 14th? We have to get tables and everybody come together, but we're not going to be there physically. It's a virtual event, isn't it?
I don't know. I haven't heard about that yet. I can't keep up with all of this. There's so much going on. But you can tell me about it.
I try to let her know about it. Okay. Well, I try to let her know about things going on so she could be in touch there in Canada.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how can you help her, you in Atlanta? How do you propose to help her to build the organization?
Well,
what do you think?
I'm linking her up with that she has the RAIN app. Has the RAIN app. And what I'll do is I have been doing is just sending her information about the call at 11, about Byron Belka Beats, and I'm also introducing her to some, personal growth and development training.
Okay, okay. All right. Good. Well, she might help you because on one side, you have what? On my side, 1 million points?
More than 1 million, yeah, volume every month. I've been staying a manager. I kept my management position.
Okay.
Since
okay.
I started. So I don't lose them.
Right. So you are a manager. Do you have any other managers in your organization?
No, I haven't got any managers yet.
Okay.
But I've
been
listening to you all about getting seven.
Yeah, seven managers.
Seven managers.
That's the magic. How many people have you personally sponsored since you've been in the program, approximately? About? Ballpark,
at least 10.
At least
20. 10.
Oh, 20. Okay. But none of whom are doing the kind of business they're not focused, the people that you have sponsored.
No, they're not pulling together with me. Yes.
You know, let me give you a story. There was a young lady some years ago who had joined Amway Corporation. She was teaching at Stanford University. And this is all in the 70s, at least 70s. And so she was starting to build. And the person who had sponsored her was a direct distributor. Matter of fact, I think he was a diamond. And so after a while, she was frustrated, and she came to him and she said, you know, it's not growing. It's really not taking off like I had expected it to take off. And like my organization is nowhere near what the organization you have. And he said, do you have any persons in your organization who are as excited and motivated and determined as you? And she says, no, not yet. He said, well, then you have, she said, how many people do you have? She said, about 200. He said, then you have the wrong organization. And so she went out and brought in people like her, people who were motivated, had the willingness, the vision to build an organization. And today in network marketing, she never ceases to earn $1 million a year in income because she went and got the right people. So the magic is, and I think I'm going to write another book, but the magic is if you find the right people, right, that they will help you to reach the levels that you're talking about. So you can't do it by yourself. You need the right people on your team. So you probably have the wrong organization. Now you have to go out and get 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 people who really see it and put them on the other side, and you'll be doing real well. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mr. Johnson, my issue is I go out there and I meet people every single day. They give me their numbers. They give me their phone number. My issue is following up with them and getting in touch with them. That's my issue. Really, I met somebody the other day, told
that's
me they're friends with the chief of police. That's my weakness, following up with the people.
Yeah, see, the real deal of network marketing is that everybody is not going to see it when you present it to them the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that? Would you believe that? Okay.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, because people are doing 1 million things and getting them 2 million focuses of energy coming into their life, if you will. They're overwhelmed, especially today with the pandemic. So you have to call them back, follow up, and make sure they become at least a customer, if not a distributor, and just stay the course. That's the magic. The magic is in it's called the numbers game. There's a motion picture called the Black Godfather, but Clarence Avant, A-V-A-N-T. Have you seen that motion picture?
No, I haven't.
It's a documentary. Go to Netflix and watch The Black Godfather. And he's a powerful individual in the entertainment world. And so many people talk about him, like Smokey Robinson or Quincy Jones, all of them talk about how great he is and how he has helped them. But he always says, it's all a numbers game. So in order for you to realize success in this business, you have to go through the numbers and you have to follow up. So when you find sharp people, the weakness that most people have is they don't follow up with the sharp people. And once they bring them in, they kind of let them fall by the wayside instead of massaging that relationship and helping them and guiding them and training them and following up and assisting and directing, right? So that's the magic in building an organization. You must find quality people with whom you identify and work with. That's going to be your magic. So let me do something. Let me do something for you. If you found Shayo, you know Shayo, Nigerian, right?
Yes.
And you put her on your weak side. You hear me? What would you do to help her build her organization? Tell me. Lay it out for me.
I would help her too. I would work with her.
But listen to me. You're not telling me anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you brought her
mm-hmm.
in. Let's say you sponsored Shia on your weak side. Now, one side,
mm-hmm.
you have
mm-hmm.
at least $1 million in volume, right, on one side.
Right.
Yes?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
The other side, you may have $100 in volume or something like that or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
but insignificant, right? So suppose
mm-hmm.
you found Shia and she produced $1 million in volume on your weak side. How would you feel?
Spectacular. Thankful, grateful.
I knew you would be. You'd be running to the
yes.
bank. Okay. So,
you know it too.
Okay. So when you have a person who has the potential, the possibility, and the promise of doing great things in this business, don't just let them sit there. Your responsibility
mm-hmm.
is to help the strong become stronger.
That's
did,
right.
did I make any, did I say something wrong?
No, you said it right.
Okay. Because
that's
the weak
exactly
people,
what I would do.
Okay. So that's where you would put your energy on the strongest person that you have on your team. And the
yes.
mistake we make, we, all of us make, is we bring in a strong person and let them languish. And say, oh, that's,
mm.
they know what to do. They know how to do it. They're going to become a great superstar, da-da-da-da-da. And
mm-hmm.
then you go
mm-hmm.
try to sponsor some others and try to pump them up like a flat tire to make them do something good in this
mm-hmm.
industry. But when you find a strong
mm-hmm.
person, you want to stay with that strong person because that's
yeah.
the person you want to work with. Like in Amway, you see, put six on your front level, 6-4-2. You work with the six. They work with the four and then the two, you know, on down. So you have to work with your strong people. And that's the magic of this industry. Not just let them lie there or languish,
mm-mm.
but work with
like
them.
Like this is what one of the things, like I said, she does, she takes Photoshop, very beautiful lady too.
Who's
she
that?
Takes photo shots. The lady who I'm talking about in Canada who I just sponsored this month.
Yep.
She does Photoshops and she photo shots and she takes pictures of people with her hats on that she crochets with her, you know.
Okay.
And I
okay.
said, and after she, I saw a nice couple. She does it. She keeps her Instagram page updated. She does it like on a regular. So I was thinking, I said, what I'm gonna do next time I talk to her, call her, I'll ask her. When you're taking a picture of these people, have a few of them with a package of soul in their mouth.
Sure, absolutely.
You know?
Yep, sure. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Or taking
absolutely.
A coal so they can say, well, what's that? She's
got. Yep.
She's adding something else to it. So I want to let her know you'll be adding value to more value to people's lives by doing that. So, and you'll be adding more value to yourself, to your product, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's
what I'm planning on doing with her, like, today.
Right.
So,
that's one idea. So
yes.
has she been in network marketing before?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Well, not that I know of.
Well, that's the first question you
she's
ask.
She's an entrepreneur,
the
though.
Okay, but that's the first question you usually ask a person. Do you have any experiences
okay.
in network marketing? Amway, Shackley, Herbalife, Nu Skin, Avon, Tupperware,
mm-hmm.
you know, Pampered Chefs, anything?
Okay.
Mary Kay?
Okay.
Ask them. Ask them. Because,
okay.
Yeah. If they haven't, obviously there's a learning curve here.
Yes.
But if they have, then they can take some of the knowledge of what they've done in Mary Kay or Avon or Pampered Chefs or Tupperware and then transfer it over to this organization to bring it to national.
Excellent question. I will definitely put that in my presentation.
Always ask them. Because you know how to work with that person. If they have no experiences, assuming
mm-hmm.
I came to you, I'm coming to you, and I said, I don't have any experience in network marketing at all, what would you recommend me to do? Give me a scenario. I'm telling you, I like to have a home-based business. I'm
mm-hmm.
a cabinet maker. I'm a cab driver. I'm doing whatever. But I don't have any experience in network marketing, but I'm willing to sign up for the promise of making some extra income. How would you help me? Hello?
Well, I would link you up with the hookups that I have.
What's
that helped to grow me in my network marketing business. Well, I have get some books. one I would recommend, MLM books. I have one right here that I'm studying in the MLM on financial freedom by Jim Sweeney. And
okay,
I have financial freedom through multi-level marketing. And I would suggest Thinking Grow Rich, Health Choice by Ken.
Stop.
Okay, tell me what to do. Thank you.
No, let me do that scenario. Since we only have a few persons online, and you have a million plus on one side, right? $1 million on one side. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
indeed.
Fine. And the other side, you have a goose egg, practically, for mm-hmm. except you might have $300 or $400 volume, mm-hmm. right? Okay.
Right.
Okay. When you are trying to find somebody on your weaker side to also give you the other side of $1 million in volume eventually, is that the purpose, goal, objective?
Yes.
Okay, then you are looking for somebody who will put the energy and effort into that other side. That's your concentration. That's your concentrated effort, right?
Right.
So when you find a person, whomever it is, the lady in Canada, somebody else in Atlanta, you want to make sure if they don't have experience in network marketing, you've got to give them the vision of what this industry can produce for them, right? Yes?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So if I have no experience, wouldn't Rise movie help me a little bit, you think? That documentary? Okay. Wouldn't that GoPro by Eric Worre help me a little bit?
Yes.
Okay. You said you got one by Jim Sweeney. Now, that Jim Sweeney book, what's the name of it? What's the name of the book? Jim Sweeney.
MLM, multi-level marketing.
Not a problem.
The shortcut to financial freedom.
Okay. Now, that book is out of print. Jim Sweeney wrote that, but 1980? Look at the publication.
Yes.
80, 85, somewhere in there?
Yes.
What
did it signed it 1983.
Okay. See. Okay. Good. Now Jim Sweeney, and I think he's gone now. But that book, you won't be able to go to a bookstore and get that book. You may, and you got a good book, by the way. I got one too, but you want to keep that book, honestly. Now Jim Sweeney, he was in 1980, 81, 82, 83. He was in Cambridge. And he made, in his 6 month, I think he made $80,000 for the month. He was in Columbia, Maryland. But anyway, so I know who Jim Sweeney is. He was a minister and decided to get into the organization. But that's a good book. But unless you go to Amazon and they have it there, it's going to be hard to find that book, right? But GoPro is going to be easier. Or your first year in network marketing by Mark Yonell is going to be easier. Because Mark, I think, have you read that one?
Mark?
Yonell.
Yonell.
Y-A-R-N-E-L-L. Yonell. Yeah. But it's a good book. He sold about 4 or 5 million copies of that book, but he didn't say, he wrote some other books after that. He thought he was more excited about, but your first year sold about 5 million copies. But it's available when you go to Amazon.com to get it. It's still there. I ordered one the other day. Okay. So what you have to do if she has no experience is to begin to teach her the nuances of network marketing. Even though she's an entrepreneur, she may be on Wall Street. She might do trading. She might be doing Forex or whatever. She might be a broker, if you will, insurance broker. She might be a real estate broker. She might be an agent, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. But network marketing has its own track to run on. So even though a person has been in traditional business, it doesn't necessarily transfer to network marketing because it has its own nuance, if you will, own way of happening.
True.
There have been
true.
Thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who have come to network marketing who were business people and failed because they didn't understand the nuances and the difference of doing business with network marketing. Now, one book I would recommend would be, what's that one? Don't Quit. Rest If You Must, But Don't Quit by Vic Johnson. That's enough because it has stories, there's about 18 different stories of people who have struggled terribly. I mean, really had a hard time, struggled, stumbled, fell forward, but all of whom now are multi-millionaires. And they lay out those stories in that book. Rest If You Must, But Don't Quit. So she needs something like that, something simple, 1, 2, 3, Eric Worre kind of thing, GoPro, look at the documentary, so she can get the bigger picture of what we're talking about in network marketing circles, because it is totally different than being a real estate broker or an insurance broker or agent. Totally different.
Yes, mate.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
And so
right,
your responsibility then, if you're going to build that other side, is to find a go-getter, a person who sees the picture, and then you support them in whatever they have to do. Does that make sense?
Yes, indeed. Absolutely.
Because,
no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm building that other side. It's been serious for me, but I'm not quitting. That's for sure.
Okay. Sure, okay.
This is my
but
way.
She,
this is my lifestyle.
She's on the other side. She's on your weak side, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I expected so, yeah. So she may be your possibility. And now that you're talking about Canada, you know, you got Victoria, you got Ontario and Toronto, and I mean, it's a vast area, 5 provinces, that maybe you'd be lucky enough to really get her going and excited about this whole thing so that she can really expand throughout those areas. And that could be the person that you're looking for. That could be your
the
magic for the year 2021.
I was thinking about looking into the, yes, thank you. I was thinking of looking into the calendar. I'm going to go into the calendar and see, do we have any other people in Canada?
Well, yeah, I'll call the,
They're
not too many because I got a person in Vancouver and I got a person in Victoria and another person coming on in Toronto. But anyway, they're not too many in Canada. Canada is just about to wake up. It's fertile territory. So you want to find a person that you find any methodology possible to help them grow their organization. And that's the magic for you to make some serious money. Make sense?
Yes, definitely.
And you qualify every week for a manager, right? Every week you qualify?
Every week,
yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, good, good, good. Congratulations. But you don't have anybody on any side who also qualifies every week?
No, I have people who are customers, but they haven't signed up.
You need 10, 15, 20 customers or more. That's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But you need somebody who, on your weaker side, who qualifies, and on your right side, because you don't have anybody on your right side who qualifies for manager each week. So you need somebody on your left side who qualifies every week, 52 weeks out of the year, on the right side and the left side. Now, they don't have to become senior manager. They don't have to become bronze or silver or gold or platinum or pearl or diamond or anything else. As long as they qualify every week for manager, that's the magic. Would you believe that?
Yes.
Because the marketing plan says, what it says, we will pay on volume. We don't pay on levels like in Amway and Herbalife and Shaklee and those. I mean, Shaklee too. They don't pay on. They say forget the levels, because some companies, they go down to 6 levels, 7 or 8 levels, maybe even 12 levels and cut off and don't pay you below that. This company will pay you on volume if it's 1,000 levels deep. That's the magic of this program. And the other magic of this program is that when you have managers and people who qualify for managers each and every week, that allows you to go to the top, because you eventually you need seven of those who qualify each and every week, and then rest is volume. Then you want to go out and get 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 people who become customers. No, there's one lady I was listening to an interview yesterday, well, a couple of days ago, that Eric Worre was interviewing the lady. She has 11,000 people who are partners, but 450,000 customers. So she's got a nice little check. So if you have 1,000 customers, right, in your organization at $20 a piece each month, is that some good money?
Yes.
Okay.
So, well, I'm working on it. I'm looking.
Okay, but you got to do a little bit more.
People
you got and Mahasan, let me say something that I already know, because I'm looking at your organization. You telling me about your organization. You're not doing your two a day.
No.
I know that. I know.
Presentation.
I know. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're not doing that. Listen, I'm going to do it one more time, and I hope you get the picture. I stumbled for 15 years not doing the two a day. Amway, Shackley, Herbalife, New Skin, Your Way, My Way, U.S. Science of America, Cambridge, whatever, right? And then a guy came along in 94 and said, Russell, Dave Savola, prepaid legal, he's been in 18 months. Now he's making $33,000 a month after 18 months. And I said, Dave, what are you doing? I just signed up. I'm two levels below you. How do you do that? I've been around the industry, and I just went without going through it. I've been in the industry 15 years. I've never made $33,000 a year. How do you do that? He said, Russell, you have to be consistent, and you got to go out and talk to two persons every day at least, do the presentation, invite the whole nine yards, show them the product or the service, show them how. Talk about giving the right material, right, and bring them back to another meeting and let them bring their friends and relatives, acquaintances, that kind of stuff. I went out the next year, right, and I did two a day. I did a total of 776 one-on-ones every day. Didn't take a day off for 1 year, right? My wife at the time helped me do another 200 or 300, so we went to 1,000 people. And out of 1,000 persons that we covered, we sponsored 33. So what's that, 3%? that's real serious business. But we sponsored 33. Out of the 33, a year later, I'm making $10,000 a month. Then went on to make at least $2 million so far in that program. And I still get residuals off that program. You understand? I did what he told me to do.
Okay.
Every day, I went out and talked to two persons, and I shared the business with him. I didn't just give them a flyer or a DVD or tape. I didn't just say, hey, go to this website. I showed them on the spot, but it's a little different today. You can do that. But I still say doing one-on-one presentations will help you find the serious people. And I found the serious persons that gave me my first $2 million in that program.
All right.
Does that make sense to you?
Okay, I got to get out there. Definitely, definitely.
You don't have to go to the streets to do that, like I did back in the day, back in 94. You can get on the phone and do that and find people, right? Mm-hmm. You can get on the internet and get people and send them links. So,
all right.
94. And 2024 is a little bit different. Let me say, in 2020 is a little bit different here, right? So you don't have to do it that way. That was 26 years ago. You don't have to do it that way. But I'm saying, don't hesitate to go out and do that. Now, Ms. Jackson, she's always talking to people. When she goes to the ball, or she goes to an event, or she goes to Flea Mart or wherever, she's always talking to people. Now, here's a lady who started 4 months ago, July, August, September, October. This is November. She's platinum. How do you like
go
that?
Ahead.
Okay.
I love it.
But she never fails to talk to somebody with whom she's coming in contact with at the post office or at a shopping center or store or wherever she goes. She's always talking to somebody. And she's building a nice little organization with her and Dr. Smart. All right, so you got that formula?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, thanks a lot. I appreciate you being on. And I look forward to you starting to build out that other side because you need a manager every week on one side and a manager every week on the other side as you are manager every week. That's what that should be your goal.
I think it's once a month. I think it's once a month.
Hey, you're not listening to what I'm saying, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once a year, whatever. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm saying have it every week.
Okay, so that I have more of a chance getting the numbers together, right?
Hello.
That's counting the numbers. I get it.
Hello. You guys trying to find the line of least resistance. I say go get a person who becomes manager every week.
I get you now.
Oh, okay. All right. So if you want to find a person who becomes manager once a year, that's your problem. That's your business.
Okay.
Once every 2 weeks, once a month, whatever. That's not a problem. That's up to you. I say get a person who becomes manager every week. When you talk to those ladies who get jobs, those pink Cadillacs, Mary Kay people, they produce that volume each and every week. Avon people, Mary Kay, Tupperware, Pampered Chefs, every week they produce that volume. Unhesitatingly.
All right, every day.
That's the kind of person you need on each side. Okay. All right, well, let me go.
All right, thank you. Thank you your help, Coach.
Not a problem. But the lady in Canada, you really want to stay on, you know, stay with her and see what you can do to help her grow and develop a great big organization as soon as possible. That may be that may be what you've been looking for that other side. Okay?
All right.
Anyway, the other people online, I don't know. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Listen. This is Rain International, and we were just talking about some strategies of building. Didn't want to get into it today, but the young lady she's halfway home to make some serious money. All she has to do is really get down and pay attention to the other side, and she's halfway there. When you have $1 million+ on one side, then guess what? You're not very far away from being very successful in this business called network marketing. Listen to
this. The key to keeping that normal bacteria healthy is to make sure that you feed it the proper nutrients. And that's really what CORE is all about. It's designed to strengthen your core. Now, this product is so powerful that it's muscle tested. And for those of you that know what muscle testing is, it's muscle tested as the equivalent nutrition of 7 to 8 green smoothies in one little packet. It's amazing. Let's talk a little bit about it real quick, all right? First of all, remember, CORE is made with seeds. So what we're talking about is a product that's 30 times more potent than anything else you can get your hands on. And take a look at the nutrients that are in CORE. You've got chlorophyllin. You've got aloe vera. You've got spirulina, wheatgrass, cranberry seed, milk thistle seed, kale, black cumin seed, chlorella, and dandelion. Now, for those of you that are familiar with holistic medicine, for those of you that are familiar with holistic herbs, this is incredible. There is another product on the market that has this kind of potency, my friends. Now, let me explain this. First of all, we need to talk about the auric score of CORE. Auric is oxygen reduction absorption capacity. There's literally 5 types of free radicals, 5. That are created when your body uses oxygen. Free radicals are out there binding with your DNA, corrupting it, causing old age, causing disease, causing cancer, causing everything that's wrong with your health. So the only way that you can negate these free radicals is if you take antioxidants. The measure of antioxidant potency is the auric score. Now, the FDA recommends that the average person get 7,300 auric a day, 7,300. Look at this, 21,000 auric in one packet of Core. There isn't anything else that even comes close. And not only does this bind with all five types of free radicals in your body, but there's so many other benefits that we can talk about.
There's no question about that. Hey, listen, since we just kind of today, I didn't really want to produce this. I was talking to Mahasan, and she was on. Maybe someone, let me open this, see if anyone else has any questions about building the team, because we talk about the product all the time, and which is the fundamental foundation of the company. Now, I'm opening all these that I see in front of me. Anybody out there who may have any questions, could you speak up? Your line is open, just in case you have any questions about building the team, what you should do to make it happen. Anybody? Or everybody's quiet? Okay, the lines are all open. Okay, not a problem with me. Now, one of the things that you want to do in building the organization, if you're listening, and I hope you are, is that you have to go through the numbers. It's called the numbers game. And that's the magic in building a big team, that if you go through the numbers, you'll find the right person. Speaking of numbers game, let's see if we can find somebody who talks about the numbers. Let's see. We talked about Les Brown all the time. Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about the numbers game in network marketing. Les Brown, the man of renown, the guy who is making a serious income helping people to lift up their spirits in terms of the positive principles of self-development. He talks about being in network marketing. You've heard it before, but let's listen to it again. Listen carefully. He came into network marketing. He had his doubts, his fears, his apprehensions. He was afraid to get up and talk. He was afraid to do a presentation. But he had to get over that. And so he stayed the course until he got over that. And today, well, he talks to thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people or more all across the broad spectrum of the United States and the world. Les Brown, tell us about your experiences. Tell us about your difficulties.
Because Bob Boyd, who sponsored me out of Columbus, Ohio, in Best Line Products, I thought he was the consummate presenter and very polished and articulate and a meticulous dresser. And I wasn't any of that. I'm cornbread. I didn't have any of that. And I was probably in the business for 4 or 5 years before I presented.
Wow.
Because I was so intimidated by him and Jim, the other guy brought me in. When I saw Jim Rohn and a guy named Chuck Simmons and Bill Bailey, I was just saying, whoa.
Yeah, how do you compete with that?
Yeah, when I can do it like that, then I'll do it. But see, you don't have to be great to get started. You have to get started to be great. And so I had to be willing to stand up. And I remember the first time I stood up, and my mind said, down. I couldn't think at all. And he had to rescue me. I had to go to the bathroom right away. So when I think about that presenting part, I think I'm going to write a book called Present and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
Because it changed my life. And I kept working at it, and I was patient, and I was persistent. And I got better and better, and I was coachable. I was willing to be coached. I believe, ask for help, not because you're weak, but because you want to remain strong. And so I asked for help. Help me do this. Help me. And fortunately, I had a supportive team that helped me, and I got better and better and better. I did not know that it would lead to what I'm doing right now. And so the ability to present, it changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
The personal development and the relationship and the presentation skills, it gives you the equipment you need to navigate this global economy. And
no,
that's what this
industry
does.
Yep. Listen, network marketing is a business, unlike any other business out there. And there are a lot of books and a lot of tapes and a lot of information out there. But again, I would recommend for new people, even people who have been around, to look at that documentary produced by Eric Worre, Rise of the Entrepreneur. It's a better way. Eric struggled and stumbled through this industry for many years, at least 5 or 6 years, before he did his 90-day blitz and turned it around. And today, as a distributor, he's made in excess of $15 million. Now, as a master motivator world over, he's making tons and tons of millions. He's very, very successful. He has his own plane. He travels all over the world. He hangs out with, be it a Tony Robinson or interviewed by Larry King, the whole nine yards. He's up there with the big boys. He's up there with people who, in the rarefied air, where people think big and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, like Horton Bugs. It took him a long time to get to that way of thinking. He said, it took me a while to think bigger and to think faster. But Horton Bugs, in the first 5, 6, 7 years in network marketing, the best he could do was make $500 a month. So if you in that category of making a few $100 a month, $200, $300, $400, $500, $1,000, nothing wrong with that. You are in the right place at the right time, and you can't quit, even though you don't see the big money. The big money will come if you do the right things, the right things. The right thing is to hang in there, to have a vision that this is something you want to do, this you will commit yourself to, you want to give it the time, the energy, and the effort, and make the commitment to make it happen by talking to people, because that's what we do. We have to prospect people, to invite people, and we have to close people, like the book Sell or Be Sold by Grant Cardone. You either let people sell you on their deal, or you sell them on your deal. Sell or be sold. Look, Steve Harvey, in a different arena, but same skill set that he had to use in order to become a multimillionaire. Slept in his car for at least three years, maybe more. Made a lot of money, lost it twice. So he had to start all over again. But guess what? He's there now. He understands it. You have to go through the trials and tribulations of going through this deal. So let's see. Where's Steve Harvey? Steve, talk to us. Tell us how difficult it is to be out there, homeless, no money, sleeping in your car, and having your dreams of financial independence, financial security, and time freedom all set in your mind. Tell us.
I was 10 years old, 1968. I was in 11. I was in a school, and we had came off summer vacation, and teacher came into class and said, I want everybody to write their name on a piece of paper and write on that paper what you want to be when you grow up. So I wrote on my paper, I want to be on TV. Now, what you don't know about me is when I was growing up, I had a severe stuttering condition. I couldn't talk outside my house. For years, I stuttered severely, laughed at. What you don't know about me is I flunked out of school. I'm telling it to you now. You also don't know about me that I've lost everything I ever owned twice. I have lost it all twice and had to start over. I done struggled through 2 marriages to finally get this one right over here. I'm just telling you about me. You may not know, but I've been homeless. I lived in a car for 3 years. I washed up behind bushes, man. Gas station. Steve Harvey.
Yes, Steve Harvey. Yeah. We got it. You paid your dues. Tyler Perry did the same thing. He paid his dues. I mean, so Tyler Perry was struggling, stumbling, fumbling for 7, 8, 9, 10 years. But guess what now? One of the most successful Hollywood producers of movies on planet Earth. He's now a billionaire. How's that? But he went through his trials and tribulations. So if you're struggling out there, ladies and gentlemen, no big deal. But don't lose your vision. Don't quit. Don't go anywhere. Because this industry has the possibility of making you seriously rich. You know what I'm saying? Tyler Perry. When you Google Tyler Perry, look at his story, listen to him, and he'll tell you that it wasn't easy to become a billionaire at 50, I think 50, 51 now. Let him talk to you about it just for a minute.
My work is a how-to manual for the average person, for people like me when I was growing up who couldn't afford therapy, people who couldn't afford to take time off from work while they figured things out, for people who couldn't get in their car and go to the country club and play a round of golf and work things out in their head. It was for people like the people that raised me, people that I'm not ashamed to own like many of us do once we get a few letters behind our names. When my intention changed so that everything in my life, I began to live in purpose and live on purpose. I never thought about money or success again, but it kept coming my way. So much so that I was playing arenas, even until this day, 20, 30,000 people come into the arenas over a weekend, packing the place just to see my live plays. Then on to incredible success in film with over about 15 movies grossing over $1 billion. Then on to television, where I provided jobs and made more millionaires than all the studios combined in a 10-year period when blacks were... In a 10-year period when blacks were absent from television and the film. I helped people like Idris Elba by giving him his first movie. I worked with Kerry Washington before Scandal and Taraji P. Henson before Empire, with Viola Davis before How to Get Away with Murder, and Miss Cicely Tyson, the legendary Cicely Tyson. She said that I helped revitalize her career, and there are many more. Nothing changed in what I was doing other than my intention. So today I want to challenge you to know your intention as to why you do what you do. And I promise you, if your intention is right, you will be successful.
No question about that. Listen, in front of me, I says, help somebody and help yourself. Look, this is what you want to do in network marketing. This is a magic. If nobody has ever given you the magic, I'm going to give you the magic today. You find three people, put one on the right, one on the left, and as a spare tire, have another person on the right or left under that person and work with them. Just work with them. Stay with them. Make sure they become managers every week. Stay using the product. Make sure they go out and get those three persons. That's it. Make sure they go out and get at least 10 customers apiece, at least three, maybe more. And we have Trisol now, which really works. So if you look, I'm telling you that it's like Costco, it's like BJ's. When you give people free samples, it makes a difference. It'll turn your business around. When I came to Rain International some 7 years ago, the company allowed us to send boxes out to, because we had, the company just opened in August. I came in August 13th of 13, yeah, August of 13. So I was shipping boxes to this person, that person. Ali Yassin happened to send him a box, which he didn't open right away until he got real sick. Then he took the product and turned that one box of soul, he took one out of that box, and his hiccups went away, his voice came back, his energy surged throughout his body. He went out and brought in 13,000 people because of that one box of soul. I'm telling you, samples work. And you can look at Miss Loretta Jackson, got that box, got that soul put in her body, got out of bed after being bedridden for all practical purposes for 14 years. Now she's running up and down the street, out there doing seminars, talking to people, building a team, and in 4 months became platinum. So I'm telling you, if you try soul, if you use samples, if you sample your product to people, it'll turn your business around. So find three people who get on the product, who swear to buy the product, and help them do the same. Help them find 10, 15, 20 customers. Help them find two or three persons that they work with diligently every day. And that's the magic in building this organization called Prepaid, called Vane International. So let's do this. Tyler Perry, people just don't know his whole story, and they've kind of ignored him. But now he's a billionaire. He's going to command a lot of attention now. A billionaire, officially. But listen, he struggled for many, 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 many years. He had his dream, disappointments for many, many, many years. But guess where he is today? He's riding high on the heels of success, financial security, and time.
What happens when the job that you wanted or the career that you planned for doesn't come right away? What do you do? Well, it was 1991. I was just about your age then, and I had written my first play. It was called I Know I've Been Changed. It was about adult survivors of child abuse, and I wanted to do this show, and just my intention was just to make enough money to be able to take care of my mother. That's all I wanted to do. That was my goal. Make the money and retire her. Anyway, I just moved to Atlanta to try and launch this play, so I went to work. I would always work. You have to always work. You got to always go to work. I managed to save $12,000, and I put the show up, working, used car, bill collector, H&R Block tax return. That wasn't quite right, but I got my money out of it. I thought 1,200 people would show up that weekend, but only 30 showed up. My car payment, rent, everything was tied up in it, so I ended up homeless. I ended up out on the street with no money and nothing to my name. But I knew that that is what I was supposed to be doing. I knew that I was on a good foundation. I had put in the work. This was supposed to work. It was supposed to be successful, but it wasn't. Over and over again, it failed, or so I thought. From 1992 to 93 to 94, every year I was doing one show a year. I would go get a job in between, and they would tell me I couldn't take time off. So I would quit. Now, I'm not telling you to go quit your job. I'm telling you what I did. This is my story. I would go tell my boss that I need some time off, and they'd say, no, you just got started working. You just got this job. You can't have any time off. But I knew that that was my destiny, so I kept on doing the play. Every year I would do it, it would fall short, until 1998. In 1998, in the seventh year of me trying, I was about to give up and walk away. I had enough of it. I was going to do like my mother said. She said, baby, go down to the phone company, get you a good job, making about $350 a week and some benefits, and you'll be all right. But how many of you know mama's dream for you is not necessarily your dream for yourself? I knew I was in the right place when one day I started getting notes from people, this was before email, who had seen the show. They would say, this really touched me. This really helped me. They started telling me how it had changed their lives, how they were moved by it. Then I realized, wait a second, this story that I'm telling about these adult survivors getting over things, this isn't just about me or where I come from. It's a healing for many people. I saw it, I got it, and it hit me, and my intention changed. At that moment, it was no longer about making enough money to take care of anybody. It became about what it did for the people who saw it, who saw themselves. My entire intention changed in 1998, and everything in my life shifted after that. I was still doing the same show. I was still doing the same thing, but because my intention changed, my purpose in what I was doing, this four had changed. My intention became about how do I serve other people? How do I lift other people? When I realized that, everything in my life began to fall into place. So I want to talk to you about intention today. What is your intention in your career? Why did you choose it? What is your purpose? Because let me tell you, whatever you set your intention as, that is where you will land. You know, once I changed my intention, once it became about, you're going to hear that word a lot, intention. Once it became about going out on the road with my plays to share what I had learned about life, about faith and about God and about forgiveness. Once I did that, everything that I touched seemed to see major success. My intention was to use what I had learned in life, to use my gifts, my writing, and everything within me to lift people, to motivate them, to make them laugh, to use the laughter as an anesthetic so that I could talk about things that were plaguing our community that nobody wanted to talk about. Things like domestic violence and molestation and rape and AIDS and HIV, getting over heartbreak, getting over things that tried to take us out, to talk about someone that no one wanted to talk about in this politically correct society, and that is the name of Jesus. You see, to me...
So anyway, he hung in there long enough. You got the message. He hung in there long enough, in spite of the disappointment, in spite of it not happening when he wanted it to happen, but then he changed his intention. Not saying, hey, I got to make this $1 million, this $2 million, this $100 million. No. He changed his intention of how to help people dealing with domestic violence, AIDS, child molestation, etc. He wanted to get a message out there. Ladies and gentlemen, the rest is history. He's now a billionaire because he changed his intention. So I hope you got the message that if things are not yet working out for you, that you have to stay the course. You have to change your intention of help people, help somebody, and help yourself. Give, and it shall be given unto you, pressed down and running over. For with the same measure that you give, that you will receive. Luke 6:38. Cast thy bread on the waters, for you shall find it after many days. Ecclesiastes 11:1. He which soweth sparingly shall reap sparingly. He which soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Corinthians 9:6. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6:7. Bring your tithes into the storehouse, and I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not even be room enough to receive it. Malachi 3:10. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Acts 20:35. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. I'm telling you, it is more blessed to give, ladies and gentlemen. So give out samples. Help people get on the product so that they can experience the life-giving energy that the Rain Soul Crusade will give them. Rain Soul Crusade is what's happening. Let me close by saying this. Look. You've got to focus on what you can do for somebody else rather than look out for what you're going to do for yourself. And you've got to put in the work. It's called work. Now, I guess I could do this. Congressman Lewis, John Lewis, a stalwart, if you will, in terms of the civil rights movement, he always talked about, how can I help somebody? How can I help my community? How can I make sure that people have the voting rights? And Barack Obama said this of him as he left a few months ago. He left us. He transitioned. But did he do a magnificent job in terms of staying right there in the trenches of difficulty to make sure that we had a better life as a people?
Want to honor John. There's a better way than a statement calling him a hero. You want to honor John? Let's honor him by revitalizing the law that he was willing to die for. Naming it the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, that is a fine tribute. But John wouldn't want us to stop there, just trying to get back to where we already were. Once we pass the John Lewis Voting Rights Act, we should keep marching to make it even better. By making making sure every American is automatically registered to vote, including former inmates who've earned their second chance, by adding polling places and expanding early voting and making Election Day a national holiday. So if you are somebody who's working in a factory, or you're a single mom who's got to go to her job and doesn't get time off. So we're also going to have to remember what John said. If you don't do everything you can do to change things, then they will remain the same. You only pass this way once. You have to give it all you have. What a gift John Lewis was. We are all so lucky to have had him walk with us for a while and show us the way.
And I certainly hope that you understand that people before us have done great things to help us get going in network marketing and life itself. And I just appreciate you being here today. And I certainly hope you got just something out of this which may change your life and put you on the path to making a tremendous contribution to the world. It's all possible if you take your energy and your effort and your talents and dedicate yourself to making things happen, not only in your own life, but the lives of those in your community and your family and the world and the nation. You can do this. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you next week right here on Blog Talk Radio. This is going to be archived. If you have any questions, you can always call me, 561-302-2588. Look, let's get it done. Help people stay healthy. For those individuals who want to make a dollar or two, you can do
it's
that
happy.
Too.
The battle okay? is not in the streets. It's in the schoolroom. It's making sure we get a proper education.
Right.
It's in the boardroom, making sure you have access to capital that's not predatory. And it's in the courtroom, like we are in the Supreme Court. We'll talk a little bit about that. And this was something that, you know, I started supporting Senator Obama long before Black America or anybody knew his name, right? Because he came to folks who had the capital to support. I was happy to support. And after he became president, I said, I'm not any different than anybody else. I have an agenda. My agenda is that I want for all Americans to have equal access to capital and opportunity, especially African Americans, the furthest left behind. So I said, I have two asks of you. I said, you just spent $700 billion to bail out the banks. And I want you to audit the banks and see if they're lending money to Black people. Not minorities, Black people. Because minorities, that's defined as white women, and the new minorities, gay white men. But if you actually say, I'm going to audit you to see if you're lending money to Black people, Negroes, whichever decade you want to go to, you're going to see that we're not getting access to capital. And at that point, I had seen the data that unemployment for under Obama's administration, unemployment for Black America had gone up. And had gone down for white America, and home ownership had hit a 25-year low. So I said, that audit will send a very clear message to the banks to start lending money to Black folks, and they'll start digging Black people up out of graves and lending money to maintain their good standing with the United States government. And
okay, that's good. That was Byron Allen, and he's talking about access to capital to get the money that's out there on the table that most of us are missing through 501c3s, through crowdfunding, et cetera. Won't get into that today. But anyway, thanks very much for listening. Use the product, share it with others, sample the product, and build yourself a great
in the
team.
Quiet crucible of our personal, private sufferings that our noblest dreams are born. And our greatest gifts are given, and often given in compensation for what we've been through. It is in the quiet crucible of our personal, private sufferings that our noblest dreams are born and our greatest gifts are given. and often given in compensation for what we have been through.
See you next week, same time, same place.
Okay, Bob.
Yeah.
What's up? Yeah, no,
my problem.
What else is that?
My cousin down here in Florida.
Uh-huh.
She was having heart palpitations.
Okay.